Something wicked is coming this way, and only fools are ignoring the signs. So it's time you became a financial prepper like thousands of others. Gold can travel anywhere. It's international. It's its own currency. Allocate to gold now, the timeless safe haven asset. Open an IRA with Noble Gold Investments to physically hold coins and bars, and let real, tangible gold, not just paper, save your portfolio as the economy burns again. Right now, Noble Gold Investments offers a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with every qualified IRA. Just use the promo code GOLD to claim your free coin and secure your family's financial future. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now. NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
You know, one of the biggest flaws that policymakers have in the United States of America, and the world over, by the way, is that they cannot seem to foresee unintended consequences. And a perfect example of unintended consequences that I want to highlight today is this popular mall in Brooklyn, New York City, that actually has decided that they are going to ban under 18s from being in the mall without an adult present. And this has resulted in them actually stationing security guards at the entrances in order to check ID due to the rampant theft. And the thing is, this is not something, despite what the left wing will tell you, that is manufactured. And in reality, crime went up tiny bit in the pandemic, but crime down now. This is something that is real, and it's devastating in the city of New York, and it's due to policy failures from the left wing Democrats, who said retail theft is not a big deal, we shouldn't hold anybody in custody, even though they're repeat offenders in terms of retail thieves. And for youthful offenders, we should never, ever treat anybody who's a day under the age of 18 like an adult, because they're innocent angel babies. And as this chart from John Jay College of Criminal Justice shows, since the Black Lives Matter riots, retail theft specifically is up 77% because there's no consequences for it, or at least no criminal justice consequences for it. But now we're seeing stores initiate their own consequences. But before we get into that, this video is sponsored, so let me toss it to the sponsor, then we'll come back over here and discuss this whole thing on the other side. If you notice the appearance of wrinkles, fine lines, and other signs of aging on your body and face are getting worse, you may not just be dealing with your typical stresses of the new year. This is actually the number one indicator that your collagen levels are dropping, and dropping fast. And there's something that you can actually do about it to reverse the visible signs of aging. This is one of the reasons why I'm partnering with healthwithjustice.com. This amazing collagen powder has 5 different types of collagen that can help reverse the visible signs of aging, improve the way your skin looks, elasticity, help out your hair, help out your nails, all with this once daily powder that you guys can try for a 46% discount at healthwithjustice.com, and with a 60-day money back guarantee. Go to the link in the pinned comment at the top of this video's description and check out this powder for yourself. Try it, use it daily. Trust me, it's going to help. And guess what? For those of you who get it now, you're going to be able to get a free ebook that will tell you 14 key foods to help keep that skin elasticity. That's healthwithjustice.com, healthwithjustice.com.
Well, malls have always seemed to be, you know, popular spot for teens, but recently many shopping centers are taking steps to stop young people from hanging out there.
One of the first things that I want to highlight in this particular video, because it's not going to be mentioned by this local news segment, is who is being affected by this, who is being banned, because we hear that teens are not welcome in the mall anymore. But what this actually is going to do is not allow young black teenagers in this mall, because this is a popular hangout for them. And the reason I want to highlight this is because remember what we were told about raise the age, remember what we were told about bail reform, remember what we were told about defund the police, and all these left-wing policies. They were supposed to benefit specifically young black males, young black male teenagers, by protecting them from the evil white racism of the police. Well, the effect of letting the criminals within that group run wild, go unchecked, continuously reoffend.
That includes Brooklyn's Atlantic Terminal, which requires anyone under the age of 18 to be accompanied by an adult during most business hours.
Is now this public and relatively safe, comparatively safe hangout spot for those same teenagers is unavailable because the crime has gotten completely out of hand. I showed you this in the open, but again, it bears repeating that theft is actually not up all that much across New York City, except for a few categories. And one of those is commercial retail stores, to the tune of 77% since the Black Lives Matter riots. That chart is damning, and the majority of people committing those crimes are young Black men, and a lot of them are under the age of 18, and the reason why is because they're incentivized to do that, and they don't get consequences for doing that. I've talked about this before, and I will say it again, but just 327 people in the city of New York are responsible for a third of the shoplifting arrests. That's over 6,000 arrests a year that can be pinned down to those 327 people, meaning you could nerf a third of the problem or thereabouts just by holding these constant repeat offenders in lockup after their seventh time stealing from a retail store. But instead, we have to be dumb. Instead, we have to say, oh, they're innocent angels. They're stealing food for their starving families. Who cares that they're driving these places out of business? And now we have to accept the fact that now you have to have an adult in order to be in this mall, because it's such a threat to have these underage people in there, because there's even less consequences for them than adults, because they have raised the age on their side in addition to bail reform.
If you're a teenager or the parent of one, you know where the hangout spot will be this weekend, a place where you can grab some fast food, maybe smell some perfume, and just wander. Yeah, a mall.
It's a mall. That's where high school kids are supposed to hang out. Isn't that where they go?
So first of all, I really, really appreciate that they got a guy with a very heavy New York accent to be interviewed in this. That being said, this is somebody who does not understand the situation at hand. This is somebody who's like, well, it's a mall. That's where the kids go. That's where I hung out when I was a children's. So why don't the children's get to hang out at the mall over here? It makes no sense. And they should have answered him and said, they're stealing at an unprecedented clip in the city of New York. There's no consequences for this. And this is one of the few steps that you can actually take as a retailer in order to address this problem. But instead, he's like, it's a mall. That's what you go to the mall. You get a slushie. I don't understand what's happening. Maybe you buy some things. Maybe you want to. I don't get it. I'm a Brooklyn man. They just call me Mr. Brooklyn. Honestly, this guy kind of looks like Monkey Man from Hey Arnold. I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying, but if Monkey Man were aged up from the time that that episode aired, it might actually be this individual.
But if you're under the age of 18, don't think about coming to Atlantic Terminal Mall in Brooklyn without an adult. It turns out unchaperoned teens are banned during most business hours.
A lot more than just rowdy, like downright kind of endangering not only each other, but like the people around them.
So there's two things I want to say about what he just said, and I think they're incredibly important. The first is what I've been telling you all along. Black Americans are broadly not in favor of defunding the police, to the tune of 81% according to polling at the height of the Black Lives Matter riots, at the height of the George Floyd hysteria. They tend to tell you when you ask them what's going on in their neighborhoods, and this guy kept it 100% real by explaining that it's dangerous, it gets crazy, these kids act up, and he understands the policy. You compare that to older Monkey Man, and it's like night and day.
A lot more than just rowdy, like downright kind of endangering not only each other, but like the people around them.
And the second thing that I need to say about this, and the reason I need to say this, is because I watch a lot of reality television, and I know when trends are popping off and I start to see them on the streets, stop with the nose ring. Listen, I know this is like a new thing among the Black males to have the nose rings, but don't do it. The reason I don't want you to do it is because, let's be perfectly honest, a lot of times Black people tend to be trendsetters, and the last thing I need to see is young people in this country, males, we're already seeing way too many young Black males with those damn nose rings.
A human catastrophe is closing in. Nobody knows how far this one is going to go. You can feel the heat as tension is rising globally. War is expensive. Open a Noble Gold Investments IRA today, and you can claim a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin. Just use the promo code GOLD. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
I'm against it. I don't like it. And we need to call together a great council, call together the communities, have a meeting and talk about how this is not cool. It's not a good look. And this is not where we're going to go in a society. We can be taken over and murdered by woke AI all day, every day. I will accept that as a greater fate, a more honorable decline as a civilization than the popularization of these male nose rings. That is my TED talk. That is my stance. It is incredibly important, possibly more important than this issue at Atlantic Terminal, but we're going to go back to that less important issue. But I just want to say, let me know in the comments below why you think the nose ring on the males, specifically the black males, is becoming more popular. What's wrong with our society?
It usually happens around like the afternoon, like 3 o'clock.
So again, we have another woman keeping it 100% real. She says it happens in the afternoon around 3 o'clock. Coincidentally or not coincidentally, that's when school tends to let out. So you have these people coming over from school causing all this chaos in the mall. And just like I made commentary about the first guy's accent and appearance and the second guy's accent and appearance, I'm also going to make some commentary about the fact that this woman is still wearing a mask. And this segment was released this week in February of 2024. She's wearing a mask. It's over. You're outside even. Let it go. Take off the mask. Join us in the rest of society. You actually are probably very pretty under that mask based on your other facial features, but let us all as a society condemn the nose ring on men and women, by the way, too, but on men first and foremost, and condemn the mask.
Our camera spotted security guards at both the Flatbush and Atlantic Avenue entrances checking IDs of anyone who looked like they were too young to enter the mall alone. The reason for all of this, Atlantic Terminal's owner, Madison International Realty, didn't respond to our questions, but told a local publication recently that the ramped up enforcement comes after several incidents in which police were called to deal with the minors. Madison says it wants to create a, quote, safer environment.
So yeah, obviously this doesn't come out of nowhere, even though people on the left will say that the mall owner's just imagining this. And actually, if you guys are unaware, crime doesn't even exist. And if it does exist, it's due to poverty. If only they would check the idea of poverty so we could finally make an arrest on poverty, we would be able to solve all crime and make all of society better. But obviously, if people under the age of 18 in this particular mall were customers that were spending money and adding to the store more than they're detracting, they wouldn't need to institute this policy. But since that's not the case, since this is creating problems, this is why they decided to put this in place. And it makes perfect sense. If you have a group of people, and you can't discriminate based on race, obviously, I'm talking about age range, that are causing problems, and you have an easy solution that is permitted by law for you to implement in order to reduce that, then you should definitely go for it. The fact of the matter is, they've had the police called multiple different times to address situations that arise from large groups of teenagers, and they shouldn't have to put up with this, and the business owners in the mall shouldn't have to put up with it either.
How do you ban all kids if there's just some bad apples, right?
So here you have this guy with a thick accent saying, oh, but banning all kids for a few bad apples, that sounds like a bad policy. But the thing is, it's not like the criminals that are under the age of 18 wear signs that say, I'm a bad guy, I'm gonna create problems in your mall, I'm gonna steal stuff. Obviously, you have to have a blanket response. And to be clear, they're not being banned. They're just not being allowed to enter without the accompaniment of an adult, somebody to supervise them, somebody to take accountability with them. And that is the consequence, the result of them removing supervision and accountability and consequences from the criminal justice system. So this is a downstream effect that stems from bad policy in the state of New York. And if you want to have a problem with it, if you want to address something, don't go after the mall, go after the governor, go after the state legislature, because they're the ones who basically protect those criminals.
I feel like a ban is a bit much, but at the same time, I understand where they're coming from. I feel like it should just be more of a maybe up in security.
So Nose Ring Guy also says the ban is a little extreme and maybe what they should do is up security. But the thing is, the ban is them upping security. They had to hire security guards in order to check ID, in order to enforce this situation. That's what's going on right here. And by the way, this is not unheard of. There's actually a Dave and Buster's in the city where anyone under the age of 21 was not allowed to enter unless they were accompanied by somebody who was over the age of 25. So these policies have existed before in other places. They're battle tested. They're what you can do in this situation. And if you don't like it, if you don't like the ban, then maybe instead of advocating for upping security, you should advocate again for upping the consequences of the criminal behavior that they need to address.
This ban at Atlantic Terminal is not the first of its kind. With the mall under previous ownership years ago, it reportedly had the same ban in place, except now it's being enforced.
So interestingly enough, this place actually had under previous ownership a ban that was similar, but they just never enforced it. Now they're deciding to enforce it. So this is actually not something that's unusual. And by the way, I did cover this before as a policy that was implemented somewhere else. Where that happened honestly eludes me at this point in time. But yeah, this is the strategy that people have to go with in response to the increase of crime of people in this age group. And the fact that it spikes right after 3 o'clock, right after they get out of school, is an obvious indicator that targeting this group of people in this way could reduce the problems that you're dealing with.
I think everyone is pretty behaved here.
You're lying. Let's just be clear about that. You are lying. The idea that everybody's well behaved in the mall and there's never been any problems, maybe that's true when you go there, because how often do you go to the mall? But in reality, in actuality, it's a problem. That's why they did the ban.
There are some businesses inside Atlantic Terminal taking matters into their own hands, like Target. There's a sign put up banning anyone under the age of 18 from entering the store alone during peak hours. And McDonald's is closing its dining area inside Atlantic Terminal, mostly during after school hours.
So I don't think it's this particular Target, if I'm being perfectly honest, but I think that other story that I referenced was at a Target that was banning people under the age of 18, but this one has a similar ban only at certain hours, and the McDonald's closes its dining area during that same time period due to the chaos that is happening there. So yeah, there is major problems in the Atlantic Terminal Mall. This is the solution that they have to come to because there's no law enforcement consequences. There's nothing to deter it. In fact, they're incentivized to continuously create problems because there's no consequences for it, and they could profit from stealing and causing all these issues. So it makes sense to me. It's unfortunate that this is what we have to do. It's unfortunate that these kids are going to hang out in worse and worse spots as they get banned rather than have the police protect the good spots for them to hang out. So the majority of them that are good apples, I guess, if that's what you want to call them, could have a safe place to hang out. But this is where you're at. This is the consequences of lawlessness, of left-wing criminal justice policy. And this is something that has been brought on the city of New York and the state of New York by the politicians in the city and in the state. But hey, those are just my thoughts. I want to know your thoughts down in the comments below. Do you think this ban goes too far, or do you think it makes perfect sense? Would you rather have a law enforcement response like I'm saying and no ban, or do you think, well, when you don't have any law enforcement response, this is what you have to do? If you liked this video, then show them by leaving a like, subscribe for more content, follow me on my social media, support me via the support links in the description of this video. This has been me talking about a Brooklyn mall banning teens. Till next time.